whose parashas told us.
The base of the Avodah, next week's the Avodah of Shabbos, Tefillah, and Midas, starts from Torah. Especially if you're planning to start to be Oved and all the other inyanim, the Aleph Beis is Torah. I wanted to go over, we spoke already a couple of times about it, but Chazal tell us that Rabbi Akiva was a Ma'oretz for 40 years. He didn't learn until 40 years old. And 40 years old, when he saw the water made a hole in the rock, he said, if the water could make a hole in the rock, the Torah could go inside me. And he learned and he became Rabbi Akiva. And the kasha is alamol, is this what it causes to become Rabbi Akiva? To know that the water makes a hole in the rock, the Torah could go inside my heart. So all of us know that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? What will answer? You have to see it. So I once advised the Torah Mesorah that, you know, to make like a little clip. Instead of, you know, the Chofetz Chaim movies, that will show this little clip. You see a rock, you see water, you see a hole. And then you put it in every class, and then we'll become Rabbi Akiva. How about to invest in all these mechanchim? Every day, you know, before they start, I'll tell you the same thing. Torah could go inside your heart. So what's the pshat? The water makes a hole in the rock, made Rabbi Akiva to become Rabbi Akiva. So the answer to this shayla really changed my life. I was a bachur in Yeshivas Kol Torah. The minhag was, in the end when you left yeshiva, so it was like a goodbye party. I don't know how the minhag is today. But then like, your friends made a goodbye party. How you made a goodbye party? Last week in yeshiva, like one night after Ma'ariv, your friends would go over to you, like a good group, and they'll tell you, tonight. And at that moment, you had to stay in Bismedrash and learn till the morning with them. The shtick was that they rested in the afternoon, and you didn't know, and you had to stay awake. This was the game, this is the way, I don't know how they do the parties today, but this was the way they did the party in my days. Remember, we learned Masech Pegidin, they told me today. Remember, I was sitting on that big clock. Remember, I was sitting and learning. It was maybe 3 o'clock by night, Chazar and Gittin. And like around 3:30, we heard that big scream, like, woo! So it's all. We started to learn Shtarka. 4 o'clock again, we heard that, woo! Shtarka. 30 again. 5 o'clock already was a little bit schwacher. 5:30 schwacher. 6 o'clock already we didn't hear nothing. In the morning we heard there was an old lady that fell off her bed and she was screaming for help. So b'shas levaya, I felt terrible, could have saved the person. So I was mekabel tshuva samishko. What is tshuva samishko? Person does a ched, he's mekabel something kenegan. But the next time that I hear someone scream, I'm going to help. Doesn't make a difference if it's shooting, if it's dogs. I'm a scared person. But it doesn't make a difference. Next time I'm going to say, if it's this is my tshuva, doesn't make a difference. It was in the end of the winter, summer's man. I went to the Rabbanovich. I remember walking by night near the Bismedrash, like an old building as a chulva. And I hear it was 12 o'clock by night, I hear a scream. And that was the test. I ran. I broke the door. And I saw something that all my life I heard about it, but I was never invited. Maybe one day, sitting there scanning, and they were giving musa. some of the living and the neighbor. They're giving musa to each other. And you know, they're seeing these old men at that time. That's older. And they're giving musa to each other. And this young boy opens the door, you know, storms in. Remember, the one that was speaking looked at me with the finger he made to me, like, you know, I sat down. And this is the question that he was holding. If Rav Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, so because the water made a hole in the rock, he started to learn. And he answered, Vais Tois, that Rav Akiva wanted to learn all of his life. He tried. Didn't go. Tried and didn't go. He was frustrated. אמר רב עקיבא, כשהייסי עם האורץ, הייסי עם המיתן לתלמיד חכם בן שכן, אבל לא כנשיך אז כלב שיש מה הכל אמר הזה, כנשיך אז חמור שאין מה הכל רפוא למה כוסף. He was frustrated. He hated. Tried. He couldn't. Frustrated. He gave up. When he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, he said, oh, I have a chance. So he tried again, and then he managed. And he said, this part didn't change my life yet. This doesn't change lives. And he said the next line. So Rav Akiva is going around the world. What is this Yitzhak?
Stupid, I'm not smart.
I can't shop, the difference between the parents, the Roshami, the Babi. I can't shop exactly the Cheshbon, I'm not. I can't shop. And Lemaise, Chazal say, Herak Rishbohu Lemoisha Dor Dor Vedorshov, Dor Dor Vachachomov. He wrote Akiva ben Yosef, Shu Yosef Doyra Shtili Tilim Shel Alochis, Al Kol Kutz Vekutz. You know what is a Kutz? Sefer Torah has letters, has three crown, a crown. Every piece is called a kutz. Tile tilim shel alocha al kol kutz v'kutz. I don't know even one alocha and one kutz. I know they can't touch each other, yeah, but that's all. Tile tilim shel alocha al kol kutz v'kutz. Omar loy de Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono shel Olam, Yesh lecho Akiva ben Yosef bo ilom mecho, v'ata noisen toiro al yodi? Omar shtoik. Kach also b'machshon. Rav Akiva was someone that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that Torah has to give him over with him. And he's going around the world with Velcha Yetzer Hore. Not the street. Not the Shmutz. I'm a nobody. No chance. I'm a nobody. No chance. And he gave a clap. This changed my life. Who knows how much Rav Akiva is sitting here? Who knows? Told him, Yom HaShashivas, he told him. Who knows how much Rav Akiva eges? I just, you think you can't. Who knows how much Rav Akiva is sitting in this room? Who knows? So what do you tell me? If I'm stupid and I can't read Aleph Beis like Rav Akiva, but while I could read, so Mr. I'm not Rav Akiva. Yeah, it's a Malikal Vachayna. All of you are better from Rav Akiva. So Mr. You're going to be who knows what. Like, you know, if a Marish can read, and you have heard the Shmuz, Mr. I will start to learn that. But because Baruch Hashem I could learn, so the Shmuz not the get to me. So what do you tell me? Maybe Punk Rav Akiva has such a Yitzhak. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be Rav Akiva. But in Tesis, it doesn't say. Tesis says Rav Akiva became a Talmid Chochem. His father-in-law wanted to be matter the nether. And he was matter in Michal Bechosov. When he, you know, when his daughter married his Samoetz, he told her to kick out of the house. You can't enjoy nothing. When he came back with 24,000 Talmidim, you know, he wanted to give him money. He couldn't even. I told us the door. So Bakiva told him, if you would know that one day I could be a Mishneh, he would make the nether. He said, no. I would forgive my daughter, but she married someone that couldn't even read. I couldn't stand it. Mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. Frank Teisves in Ksubis is a loch ein poischim benoilat. And I told us in the dome, you can't be matir a nether of something that was unexpected. So how you can be matir the nether here? ושלוימה הזו כתזס חזוקה הוי לכליל מוית נעשה גוב. הנגעי נגרע בקיבה, חזוקה פילסה אצל הנאום כמו בקיבה. So, it's not punk רע בקיבה, it's given as well. Everyone has this chance. Everyone has this chance. Everyone. Yesterday night, I got a chizuk. It's 2 o'clock by night. The Talmud from Yeshiva came to visit me. Lived in Yeshiva 12 years ago. Came to Yeshiva 12 years ago. I mean, he had like a shape on his head when he came. He lost his father, the Duke, before. His mamish and nebach, everything was strange. Over his life, he passed a lot of hard things. A lot of hard things. I mean, sometimes like you think, like, why all the bad sticks to one person? Like all the tzoros stick to one person. Decided to go out to work. And again, he struggled here, he struggled there, he struggled there. I'm not saying to him, I learned him. No, he said he has to make money. He has to make money. He'll work here on the line and he will make money. And he made himself a goal, you know. Until he's 30 years old, his check pay has to be $1 million. This is his goal. He came 30, 2 days ago, came to show me, he got his first check. $1 million. And he told me, you know, passing over his life, he said, he realized, he says, for sure he's not happy. He said, Yesh lamana wa yitzu masayim, he never believed Chazal. He's not even Gaulish. And Mama, she said, I know you say because I haven't, I'm saying it. Chazal is so right, I never taught, you know. He said, this is what, I'm not going out this, his problems. But he told me that who makes money? Says, I'll give you a mushroom. Try to explain to God. You want to switch up the job. I'm not going out the details. So he said, the mushroom in Torah. He said, I'll give you an example. Someone works. He's happy from 9 to 5. He works, gets $100,000, $250,000. That person will never be rich. Someone crazy like me, one day, maybe we'll make it. Someone learns. It's for the second. We'll never be a Talmud Chacham, right? Tell me, I'm not understanding what he said. Just like an example. Someone learns three stocks. We'll never be a Talmud Chacham, right? Someone's Meshuga now, decides, yeah, you're alive, and then he becomes a Talmud Chacham, right? So he told me, I'm explaining to you, it's the same thing in work. He was trying to explain to me why he wants to leave this job. I said, Baruch Hashem, $1 million every year, and Baruch Hashem, well, you need more from that. These people, nothing comes out of them. So they have a couple of millions. I want to be a billionaire. So the same thing, he said, like you understand, if someone learns on his dog, he will never be a Talmud Chacham, right? The guy is happy. He learned, yeah, it's good. But I heard it so stark. I heard it so stark. It's so passionate. If you're satisfied, oh Hashem, let's say it, I'm good, I'm happy. Yeah, I learned today. Yeah. Oh, well, what today was? I came in time, I came 9:15. You have to be hungry. You have to be starving. You want to become a Talmid Chacham. You're not happy enough with what you have. Im tevakshenu kakesef v'chamat moinim az tov v'niras Hashem. Im tevakshenu. No, he 2 o'clock, I told him it's late, I have to go to sleep. You know, he went inside and said, he called the guy, told him, I'm going to the hotel, I was sending some emails. So I was thinking to myself, and I'm going to sleep now? He's taking away to try to make more money, yeah? How much money is he already making? $1 million, cash remaining, it, yeah? But he's trying. I learned today, Baruch Hashem. You have to have the same chukah. I'm not saying it. David HaMelech says it. In techapsena kakeset vechamat boinim oz tovin iras Hashem. But we sit there, and it's not kakeset vechamat boinim. It's not kakeset vechamat boinim. Tell him what he's doing in Eretz Yisrael. I asked him. He said he had to come for a business first. For 5 days. So he left his wife, he left his kids for 5 days. Young life, after 3 years, leave the house for 5 days, just to learn very starkly to come back home. They never dreamed to do it. So there's no chance. There's no chance. Especially saying it to Bochum, I don't want my young life to start to lead. But this really had to be. This had to be a big kush. Noch a masechte, noch a masechte, noch a yediyah, noch a aloche, noch a shir, noch a shmuz, noch, 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 noch. This is the only way to grow. But everyone could. Everyone could. Every time he risked himself completely, every time, to try to make it. Risk himself. It's a small chance that you'll marry, but he tried. It's a small chance that you'll remember Bobby Kama, but you'll try. He doesn't try. He doesn't try to finish Bobby Kama. He doesn't try to chat noch masechtes. He doesn't try to know Mishnah Berurah. Hashem, oh Hashem. So yeah, the other people not to go to work, to come back. Very nice. You know, 60 to go to, you know, to retire. Very nice. Call them after the Al-Khayyib. And she can tell me the Chacham. They're not the rich people. If you want, you have to push. And now is the time. Now is the biggest chetimtza. Now is the biggest chetimtza to try to push to become a Talmid Chacham. But you have to do it. You have to do it. If you push to become a Talmid Chacham, there's a chance that you'll become a Talmid Chacham. If you are not pushed to become a Talmid Chacham, well, it's over another Nekuda we spoke once. Just the Chazak, the same Indian. Rabbi Akiva decides to become a Talmid Chacham. Chazal say, Rav Lezer ben Hurkinus, you know, he was plowing the land, it was very hard, his father gave him a hard land to plow, and he left it, and he went to Ben Zakkai, and he came to the yeshiva, eating, you know, sand, and then his father came to be neder hanor from him, and he was yeshiv, the derish dvorim, shalishamatem, oizim, ve'oilom. So the Farshim said the same thing Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinus. He was not a Yutzlach. So his father gave him a land, a hard land to go to flock with a Machreisha. He was Choyrish, that hard land. And he realized that the hardest land in the world, if you work in it, in the end it works. So he left it. And he went to learn Torah. Chazanish writes in the Igros, Roisi Arbe, that they were not smart, that they were not Bale Kishroines, Vichlitu Achloto Nimretzes, Godlu Vosuchoy. One decision, Godlu Vosuchoy. Achloto Nimretzes. God love us, Chuy. It's our koyach. As we mentioned it a couple times. Rav Akiva decides to learn. He marries the daughter of Kal Bar Savua. And he's having it hard. She's having it hard. She has second doubts. She left everything. This guy promised that he will be a Talmid Chacham. So the guy decides, tomorrow I'm going to be Talmid Chacham. And he starts to learn. Amazon, he hears the shmuz of the day, and he mabish goes to Bis Medrash. And he starts, Niska Poshe, Niskala Poshe, you know, he's Niskal on the Sugir, yeah? And he doesn't chab, he doesn't have, he doesn't know, Kadori, Maher, it doesn't go, yeah? He's Niskal on the Chav, he's Niskal on the Kad, it's a gate nisht, it's hard Sugirs. And he gives up. Where's the Avtocha? Where is Rabbi Kiddo with 24,000 Talmidim? You know, he looks to the sides, he doesn't see them. Chazal said that Eliyahu HaNavi came and dressed up and he said, you know, my wife had a baby and I don't have straw to put a baby to warm up the baby. So Rabbi Kiddo gave him a little bit of straw and he told his rabbits in the sea, some people have it harder from us. Some people have it harder from us. Then she told him to go to learn. If Rabbi Akiva decides to learn and it will be hard, Eliyahu HaNavi will come to help you. If you decide to learn, if you decide to, Eliyahu HaNavi will come to help you. You have to decide it. Decide shtak, I'm going to learn, Eliyahu HaNavi will be there. Eliyahu HaNavi will be there. But you have to decide it. You have to decide. I'm shining. I'm growing. People think Eliyahu HaNavi will come with gold wings, with silver springs. No, no, no. He knocks on the door. He says, I need straw. Rabbi Akiva says, oh, so we don't have it so hard, so people have it harder. Shikinuk says, this one will come to the Shemayim. They'll ask him, why he didn't learn? He says, that's very hard. What was so hard? Sunday after Shabbos, the food, Sunday was very hard for me. But on Sunday, Eliyahu HaNavi was there. So Monday was terrible. Monday, he came three times. If a person decides, Eliyahu HaNavi comes. But it has to be a achlota. Has to be achlot and imretzes. I'm going to grow. I'm going to be Rabbi Akiva. Like we spoke last week with the Gantz and the Tzifus. Rabbi Akiva had this achlota and he went to Bis Medrash. 24 years. A person has to take a decision. Has to think, Achlota, I'm going to grow. I'm going to be a big Talmid Chacham. I'm going to manage. See, it's the Aleph Beis. It's the Aleph Beis of that Tzlocha Rebocha. I'm telling you, it's only the beginning that is hard. It's only the Tchilas Achlota to sit down, to take that decision. But after you take that decision and you decide to grow and you decide to be matzliach, nothing stops you. Nothing stops you. And if it's hard, then Eliyahu HaNavi will be there to help. And don't think mechateis in me. No one is less than Rabbi Akiva. No one is less than Rabbi Akiva. I'm telling you, you see it b'chush. Mamish b'chush. If you, Chazal say, kol ha-mekabel ol teire, ma'avirim menu ol derech eretz. And I hear once, the amount of mekabel ol teire is the amount of ma'avirim ol derech eretz. The more that you mekabel ol teire, the more is ma'avirim ol derech eretz. The person sees that they're not ma'avirim ol derech eretz. He has to check where is the mekabel ol teire is missing. Where is the mekabel ol teire is missing? The person knows I'm a kabel ol teire. Ma'avirim ol derech eretz. Everything else will work out. everything else will work out. I don't have a suffix about it. I'm not misupik bichla. I'm not misupik. Sometimes it could look hard. In the Akeda, which he spoke, Abraham Avinu is going to the Akeda. The sultan comes, looks like a mountain. He climbs over the mountain. Something comes, looks like a river full with water. Avraham Avinu walks. It's up to his knees, up to his neck, up to his mouth. He says, "Bo ma'im at nefesh Hashem, I can't walk anymore." Vayigar Hashem basotan, and the water disappears. And Avraham was holding that the water was up to his chin. He thinks to himself, "I'm an old man. It's very dangerous. You know, if I slip, I could break my hip. Ruach nefesh. The water in one step." And Avraham would go back. What would happen? So, would not have the Akeda. Avraham, from not having the Akeda, his clothes will stay wet. Right? Now that he went one more step, and Hashem yelled at the sultan, so the water was nizbar, it's not even water, so he's dry like. Sometimes a person gives up, such a headache, such a stomach, and he stays in his room, back in his medicine. He would come to his medrash, he was never sick. The politics are not politics with his friends. He stays in talking politics. Mamash, a mess that I took care of this and this and this. Yeah. Mamash, good, I chapped at this for a second. Nishki chapped, nishki gomish, it's not existing. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. I took care of this, I took care of this, and nothing. You spend your time doing nothing. If you will push, Be'ez Hashem, you will have a siyata mishpacha.